Welcome to Your Ultimate Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hey there, welcome to today's episode of Your Ultimate Life. Today is episode, guess what, 859, and it's titled Creating Transformation. Now, the last episode was about getting information, and we get stuck a lot. We want something different or more in our lives. We do. We yearn for it. We ache for it. We want to know what the secrets are. We want to know why people around us seem to have, you know, stuff we want. More health, more time, more peace, more freedom, more money. And they seem to maybe know what they're about. Now, we see plenty of people who don't. They're flustered and frustrating. And in the United States, at least right now, there is a big lead up to an election that's coming up later here in 2024. And my wife and I, Joy, my blessed angel wife, Joy, we live in Canada right now, but both of us are dual citizens. And we lived in Phoenix for many years, from 2008 to 2016. And, you know, went through a couple of election cycles. And then we moved to Canada to take care of her mom. And so in the last 8 years, we've been up here and watching with interest, because we also have nationality, citizenship there, election cycles. And election cycles seem to bring out all the monsters. You know, we've devolved as a society into name-calling, anger, frustration, everybody saying that the other party is going to, you know, bring about Armageddon and threaten the end of the world order, world peace, democracy, freedom, and everything. And this isn't a political podcast, so I'm not going to even get into that. What I am going to get into is, what does it really take to create transformation? Because when you listen to people scream about other people or situations, they say, well, do this and then everything will be okay. Vote this way and then everything will be okay. Elect this person and everything will be okay. Make sure you don't elect that person or the world's going to die. You know, that's the kind of rhetoric. And the truth is, transformation is in us. You can't change anybody else, period. And the idea that you can is the basis for failure, frustration, negativity, and all kinds of other bad stuff that doesn't help love, serve, create, grow, or any of those good words. And that's just the way it works. Yeah, you can try to force people to do things. We see right now in other conflicts in the world, this war in Europe, it's been going on for a couple of years. You know, large country, Russia, is trying to force their will on a smaller country. And they should have been overrun a long time ago in terms of size comparison, but others have rushed in to help. And that's a good thing. It's good when we take the effort to serve and bless and lift others who are oppressed. And again, you know, there are people who think that that aggression is right. You know what? Aggression, anger, bitterness, violence, hatred, that's never okay. Never. Are always better, more productive, powerful, and beautiful ways to solve things than death and war. How many people have died? A million, maybe? Three quarters of a million? That is nearly the whole population of Edmonton, Alberta, where we live. It's unthinkable that that is a preferred solution. And then we've got the same thing going on in the Middle East. So this isn't a podcast either about politics or war, but it's about the most important thing you and I can work on. And that is personal transformation. We hear that sort of bandied about, be the change you want to see in the world. And that's the truth. You can't make anyone change. You can vote, and to the extent lots of us do that and we make a difference. But the most important things that we do are inside of us, with those relationships that we have that are close, family, lovers, partners, kids, business partners, those customers, there's where we can really make a difference, period. So today I want to talk about transformation, because 858, we talked about gathering information, and we seem to get stuck there. Another seminar, another book, another guru that's going to tell us the right things to do. And it's going to be easy and it's going to fix the universe. And no, it isn't. And it isn't ever going to be easy if it's worth anything. So anybody that says that to you is just not telling you the truth. They're trying to convince you to buy stuff. Anything worthwhile takes some work. And that includes transformation. So transformation, the word itself means to change from one thing to another, change the form of something. So you transform a pile of rocks into a statue. You transform a block of marble into the beautiful David. You transform a bunch of building materials into a house. You transform your heart from a bitter, blaming, angry, frustrated, barely getting by attitude and person to a person who lives in calm, peace, capability as a beacon of light, a vessel of love, and a conduit of power. Now, that, you know, large transformations don't happen in an instant. They don't. They start in an instant. But the process of true transformation, you think more of a, you know, caterpillar into a butterfly, that process is rigorous and difficult. And we sort of know what goes on inside the chrysalis, but there's enormous change going on, and it's hard. You know, a little baby chick pecking its way out of the egg, the difficulty is part of the growth, and if we open it for them, they die, not having developed the strength necessary to live by the act of pecking their way out of the shell, and we know all that. I want you to correlate that with transformation in your life. If you're a person seeking to have the ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy, buckle in for the work. Buckle in for the ride. Buckle in for the broken glass. You got to crawl over. If it were easy, everyone would have it, and they don't. Now, we're not going to have a conversation or a debate about people who cheat, rob, steal, or do other things. I'm talking about the way to create lasting, joyful, permanent transformation of any kind that is meaningful, joyful, and lasts. So there are five parts, and we already have gathered the information. That was that last episode, and if you haven't listened to that, go do that, because gathering information is important, but we spend way too much time doing it. When I get clients, or perhaps clients, it's almost never that they don't know what to do. It's that they don't do what they know. I've done that a million times. Have you? You know what you could do, probably should do, but you don't. Well, that is why transformation doesn't take place. A wannabe athlete watches a bunch of YouTube videos and doesn't work out. A wannabe pianist looks at a bunch of stuff, buys a bunch of super easy 5-minute to 1,000 song courses, and then they don't really make it, and they can't really do what they imagined, because they didn't do the work processes. So there's five parts to creating transformation out of information. The first thing that's a bedrock of all of it is you have to have a moment of inspiration. Something happens. You read a book. In that information gathering process, you hear a talk. You listen to this podcast. You see something. You're in meditation or prayer and you get a thought. You know, when I ended my rounds of addictions at the end of 2007, I had a divine intervention, and that was a massive moment of inspiration, but it didn't change anything about my life. I was still a cocaine addict when I woke up. I was still blaming outside. I was still the same person who blamed everything and was afraid that I was worthless and that everything everybody'd said about me evil was true. And I had attempted to kill myself 2 weeks before because the weight of that perceived truth had been destructive and destroyed me. Providentially, I wasn't allowed. I still don't to this day understand why I didn't die, except God didn't allow it. So the moment of inspiration is critical. It might be small. It might be a whisper. Intuition and those things are often just tiny whispers. They're not big 2x4s, usually. Sometimes they are. And sometimes they're repeated. You know, there's thoughts about learning that we repeat mistakes and we repeat things until we learn the lessons. Well, you know, the universe works like that. If we have a lesson to learn, The karmic circle keeps bringing it back until we get it. So there's the first piece, moment of inspiration. Now, if you're looking to change your life and you're not sitting around just yelling at the universe and at your bad luck and your parents and your boss and your job and your partner and that, and you're actively saying, I'm not staying here, then you're looking for a moment of inspiration. And if you look for it, you will find it. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. It is that intuition, large or small, that person you talked to, that book you read, that thought, you know what, this could be different. That is the moment of inspiration. But behold the underlying truth, B-U-T. Most people get the moment of inspiration and do nothing. Oops, boom, crash, nothing happens next. That's like going to a seminar and you have a million pages of notes and you say, whoa, I'm going to change the universe. And you get home, life intervenes, got to go back to work, or this happens, or somebody gets hurt, or you get in an accident, or somebody gets sick, and all that stuff. And then all that determination just kind of fades. You know that. And pretty soon it's yesterday's news. So the next step, besides the moment of inspiration, is a commitment to create. Now, those are simple words. But a commitment to create is not, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. That's not a commitment to create. A commitment to create is somewhere between a fist-thumping, absolute hell or high water, no holds barred, I'm doing this broken glass moment where you say, I don't care where it goes, how hard it is, I'm doing this, somewhere between that and simply a quiet certainty in your heart that you're done with wherever you are, whatever the excuses have been, you're finished with that. Now, those are polar opposites, but they're manifestations of the same determination, the same commitment. A commitment is a holy word. We have intentions where I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and we don't do that. Often we lie to ourselves or we let other things get in the way. A real commitment is I will die before I don't do this. That kind of commitment exists rarely in our modern world. We just don't do that. We always have all these caveats. Well, if something gets in the way, if I don't feel like it, if something bad happens, you know, and there's all these off-ramps. That's not a real commitment. Commitment is this happens or I die. Or in the unlikely event you're in a hospital and prevented from doing things, you make arrangements, you make calls, you do something to say, this has happened and this is how we'll clean this up. Because I know I committed and you're depending. That's a real commitment. So how do you turn a moment of inspiration into a real commitment? Well, that is an internal process. What is it founded on? The foundation of that is loving yourself. It's understanding who you really are. Who are you really? Well, I don't care where you've been or what you've done or how you look at yourself right now. You're a divine being. You're a holy creation. Even if you've painted dirt on yourself and failed and cut up parts of it and it looks unattractive to you right now, you're still a divine creation and nothing you can do can change that. So if you internalize that truth and you say, I am a divine being and I'm going to start acting like one. And that means slowing down and saying, wait a minute, is this life choice? Is this language? Is this friend? Is this relationship? Is this habit of how I talk or substances I do or don't use or how well I do the work that I have before me, how well I serve my clients or do my job at work, how I have been behaving, is that consistent with being a divine person? Is that consistent with what needs to happen to create this transformation I'm dreaming about? Is that consistent with how I felt in that moment of inspiration? Because in those moments, we feel like, we can take on anything, do anything, and we're going to do it. By heck, yeah, that's happening. Well, that commitment has to be in fire and steel on the wall, on your forehead, in your heart, And it has to include, I'm going to fail and get up and go anyway. I'm not going to be perfect. I know it. I'm human. I am changing a bunch of stuff about how I've looked at life and how I've behaved. And that's okay. It involves a lot of forgiveness because you make mistakes. So do I, tons of them. I'm going to do this. And then 5 minutes, an hour, whatever later, you do something that is either completely opposite or not aligned. There's a process that I teach my clients. Notice and choose. Notice and choose. So a firm commitment to create. Create what? Create the new state. Create the new outcome. Create the new level of income. Create the new level of health, weight, self-confidence, relationship. Whatever it is that you wanted to change, you memorialize it by making a commitment. Now, like I said, that commitment might be fist thumping and it might be quiet meditation where in the fire of purity, you say to yourself, as a divine being before your God, you say, I'm doing this. We're going to do it. I need your help. And we're going there. So that's part two. There's a moment of that inspiration, and then you internalize it with an all-in, fiery commitment to create. The third thing is a plan for change. Because if I have a moment of inspiration, and then I have this fiery commitment to create, and then I don't have a plan about how to do it, and I know plans change, and we're going to be wrong half the time or more than half, that's okay. But if I don't go through the effort of making a plan to get from here to there, wherever there is, whether it's health, wealth, relationship, peace of mind, being happy, all those things. If I don't create a plan, not happening. Not happening. And here's the fun thing about plans. Whatever you plan is going to be wrong. And the reason is because you don't have a perfect knowledge of things. Neither do I. So we make a plan according to the best information that we have, depending on what the change is. The transformation is we're working on, we might need to talk to some people who've done it. Might need to read different books. Say, how do I do this? Excuse me, might need to look it up online. How do you do this? But the outcome of that is just a plan to create. One of the pitfalls there is we get discouraged. We make this commitment and then we try to create a plan. And we look at the steps required. We look it up, read a book, talk to somebody. Oh, I can't do that. Well, you're right. The minute you go there, you can't. So set that in abeyance. You may say, I don't know how to do that yet. Wow, that looks like quite a hill to climb. Well, do you want it? Do you want it? So without the drama of difficulty, without the drama of I failed in the past, without the drama of I'm unworthy, I'm not good enough, none of those things build anything. So just set them aside for a minute. There's a way to deal with them permanently. But right now, just set them aside as you think about the plan. And you may need help creating a plan. One of the processes I use with clients is called the results equation, which has a very powerful and detailed planning process to accomplish any goal. I don't care what it is, any goal. So part three is this plan for change. How will I create this? It is an estimate. It is your best understanding. You consult who and whatever you need to do, and you don't take forever. You just get a plan done that looks like it could work. And I guarantee you along the way, you're going to make changes, revisions, you're going to make assessments, adjustments. Is it working? Does it do what I want? And you're going to make changes. The key to having that not be demoralizing is just drop the drama. Every person that ever made big transformation ran into brick walls or jumped off cliffs or did whatever, and they have to just say, okay, that didn't work. What's the adjustment? And the drama of, see, I knew I shouldn't, I suck, isn't fuel for transformation. So that's part three, is to create a plan for change that is your initial plan that supports the commitment to create you made in step two. Step four is a source of continual power. Now, okay, I had a moment of inspiration. I've made a powerful commitment to change internally, spiritually, deeply, maybe fist thumping. Maybe I've shared it with others, maybe my coach, maybe whatever. And I now have a plan. Now, that's great. And now the work starts. As hard as that may have been, the work starts now, because it is the execution of the plan. One day at a time, 1 hour at a time, one action at a time. And each of those actions takes power, energy, effort, thinking, physical action. If it's in shape, push-ups, pull-ups, stretching, weights if you use that, running if you use that, Peloton riding, whatever it is that you're doing is action. And so to take action needs power. Now, the easiest example is food. So I'm going to eat to keep my body fueled. Well, depending on what the commitment was and what the problem was, I may want to adjust what I'm eating. But the bottom line is I have to have a source of continual power. So what is that source? Well, what it is depends on the transformation. There are some things that are consistent across any transformation. The base on which all this power rests is believing in your own divinity. You're a child of God. You were built to succeed, even if you failed 10 or 100 or 1,000 times right up until yesterday. Today is a new day. The future is always the undiscovered country, and you can make a difference. Just change the direction that you're moving, even if it's a degree or two. If you ask any pilot, if you change your heading a couple degrees in a couple of hours, you're way off course or on the right course. So it doesn't have to be radical. The source of continual power, the baseline, is remembering who you are. You're a divine being, you're built for success, and you can have anything you want. That is true across any change. It doesn't matter whether it's creating more money, better relationships, better health, more peace in your heart, more time, more freedom. You deserve, you can have it. See, it doesn't matter what else you do. If you live in this idea of I can't do this, it's not possible, you'll fail. Ask any doctor or person in a gym, physical trainer or anything else. The biggest determinant of healing or success is attitude. If you believe you can heal, you can. If you believe you can get to a certain level of fitness, you can. If you believe you can't, you won't. That it creates all kinds of chemistry in the body that's antithetical to progress. So the source of continual power to start with is your belief in yourself. Now, you may need to change some things, because if you failed a lot in the past, that belief may be weak, stumbling. You may not even be able to find it. I found it really useful to get good coaching, like any athlete would. I get good vocal coaching. I got good performance coaching with people. And I love being a client of a coach. I love going and saying, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what's going on. And then allowing them to help me say, what about this? What about this? Try this. Remember this. And those things light me up again and get me on fire again. So your source of power, the most important thing, besides remembering who you are, that goes across all of them, then is your individual source of power depends on what you're doing. So let's use an example of fitness. You might want to get a gym buddy to go to the gym with. We go every other day at 5 p.m, or every morning at 6:00, or a running person. That kind of accountability and help is, legendary for helping people stay on track. And, you might have someone at work that you report your food to, or you might use a program where you put in stuff in an app. All of those things can, if you let them, help you. And they create power. Oh, I've got 20 days in a row. I'm not going to fall off now. That kind of thing is a source of power. So remembering who you are is that base across anything. And then, depending on what the goal is, your source of continual power is going to be different. If you have an intellectual pursuit and you want to write a couple of books, then your source of continual power might be leaving the book right there. It might be, I only need to read one chapter today. If you're writing, I only need to write for 30 minutes. I need to write 500 words. You know, there are methods to keep you energized. Another piece that's a source of continual power is your mindset. Continually visualizing success. That's where vision boards and mind movies and those kinds of things come into play, because if you're continually exposed to the vision of your own success, it is motivating. Surrounding yourself with people that believe the same, want the same, that also helps powerfully as a source of continual power. Part five is a process for consistency. Now, any goal, especially difficult ones, you know, going from a caterpillar to a butterfly takes a while. I don't remember the number of days that it's in a chrysalis, but it's not trivial. So whatever your goal is, pick it right now. Is it more money? Is it better fitness? Is it being just happier? Is it loving yourself more? Is it finding a mate that you are content with and you can build together with? Whatever it is, it's going to take some time. And so the source of continual power is the energy. And then that's number step four. Step five is this process for consistency. Now, I mentioned coaching in part four, but it is most important in the process for consistency. Every day and every week, you need to have a place where you check in. We all need accountability. Now, your daily check-in may be different than your weekly check-in. I love my coaching clients because I get to talk to them every week. I get to hear what they're doing, what they're thinking, what they're dealing with, and we get to talk about it so I can encourage them, give them ideas and help. That is a process for consistency. If you don't have a coaching container, get one. And I say container, maybe that's one-on-one, maybe it's group coaching, but ask yourself this. Not do I have a container? Yeah, I'm in some group. Is it working? Is it keeping you moving, creating, performing? If it's not, find a new one. Find a new one. Because if it's not creating your process for consistency, it's not working. Another process for consistency that's really powerful for me is my daily rituals. I get up every morning without fail and I do a set of things. Spiritual exercises, physical exercises, relationship and emotional exercises, and mental exercises. And I've done other episodes that talk about the details of SPEM, S-P-E-M, spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, my daily creation process. That is the most powerful thing that I have every day. It reminds me who I am, which I mentioned earlier. It reminds me what my goals are. It helps me recommit. It gets me the source of continual power. And because I do it every single day without fail, without excuse, without pretending I don't have time, it works. It keeps me consistent, focused, and moving forward. It's magic, and there's nothing like it. Now, I've done several episodes on that, as I mentioned. If you'd like me to help you with that, reach out to me, because it is my specialty, creating a process of consistency. Because if you and I, we don't stay consistent with whatever the goals are, we won't get there. As I taught piano for 50 years, 40 years. I started when I was 17 and I quit about 10 years ago. So 40 years, I noticed absolutely that students that practiced a little bit every day did way better than those that binge practiced on weekends, for example. There's something about consistency in the mind and in the body and in the spirit and in our habits that is powerfully affected. You rewire your brain. You teach it new stuff. So those are the five steps. Moment of inspiration, commitment to create, plan for change, source of continual power, and a process for consistency. If you don't set those up, or if you set them up poorly, you'll fail, most likely. But you don't need to. If you want to change, create transformation in your life, no money to a lot of money, poor health to fabulous health, unsuccessful relationship to powerful relationship, no business to getting out of corporate and creating a business. Any of those changes, and any other one I didn't mention, those are just four real common ones. that I hear. You can have it. You can have it from where you are right here, right now. I have no doubt. In fact, I invite you, if you think it's impossible, to get a hold of me and let's talk about it. I've never had that conversation with someone, even someone who said, no, not for me, where we haven't been able to figure out exactly how they could do it. Now, if you don't want to, I can't make somebody, nor would I want transformation. But if you want it and you think you're stuck, nonsense. Nonsense. This five-step process is the key to transformation. It is the sum and substance of my whole business. And I love being the catalyst, the element that helps people create that change. You, my mission this year is to help 250 million people. Do what? Discover who they really are. Divine, capable, powerful, genius, you. And then to create from that infinite possibility, purpose, prosperity, and joy, cash, freedom, all of those things are available to you right here, right now, if you want to create them. You can have that. I am committed to helping you. And I can't wait to hear about your progress as you walk the road and create your ultimate life. Open your heart,
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your